So indeed, last week in our first reading, we heard God tell Moses about God's intention in the world. Right? God told Moses, I have seen, and I have heard, and I know the way that God's people have been abused, how they have been hurt, they have been oppressed, and I'm going to change that. And so then, between last week's reading and this week's reading, are several chapters in the book of Exodus, where we can read about all the plagues that God visited upon Egypt. These extravagant, eye-popping interventions in the world that sound like they were made for movies. Right? We can read about rivers of blood and storms and darkness and frogs and locusts. And right in the middle of all the excitement and the action, there's a pause. And God tells Moses, here's how you celebrate the Passover. Right? We get some ritual instructions. It's tucked right in the middle. As God tells Moses, here's what you're going to do now and in the future so that you can remember what I'm doing now, so that you can remember your experience with God here, so that you can reattach yourself to this manifestation of God's grace. And indeed, that is what we are talking about when we talk about religion. To do again, ligion, like the ligaments in our bodies that connect the parts of our bodies. Religion is reattaching us to God's grace acting in our lives. And so as we practice religion, often we express that in terms of ritual, the things that we do, the things that we do when we're together, or the things that we do in private. Robert Bella is a sociologist who talked about how ritual for adults serves the same function as play for children. Right? Ritual and play. It's what adults do, it's what children do, but it has the same function of making meaning. It's what sets us apart from the animals. It makes us human, remembers that we were made in the image of God. Because life for us is more than food and shelter and reproduction. Instead, there's meaning behind it, and we have rituals to express those meanings and symbols of those meanings. Rituals show us what's important to us. Here's a pop quiz. Who here brushed their teeth this morning? Oh, that's a fair number of hands. Very good. You know, we can joke about the little things we do and call them rituals, but they are. They still express our values, don't they? Right? We brush our teeth every day because we value being able to speak clearly and being able to chew our food. Right? And so we do this every day, and it expresses those values that we hold. Sometimes we use symbols to remember and to keep in mind the rituals. Weddings have rings. Birthdays have cakes. Christmas have trees that have been cut off in the field and brought and stood up in your living room for a few weeks. Sometimes when children play, if they're away from home, they don't have anything with them, they can make do with very primitive objects, right? Sometimes sticks and stones and maybe a doll or a toy car. When adults play, when adults do ritual, often it's the most basic elements that carry profound meanings for us. Things like bread and wine, or oil and water, things like movement and song. And rituals use those symbols to invest meaning in our lives. Meaning that last and that echo down, so that not only when we are sharing communion at the altar do we remember the meal that Jesus had with his disciples, but maybe also when we share a meal with our family at home. Or maybe we're on the road and we're out eating alone in a restaurant. Even then we can remember the echoes of communion and the echoes of Jesus and his disciples. In our reading today, God gives Moses instruction about the celebration of the Passover, what in Hebrew is called Pesach, what in most languages is called something like Pascha, but which in English we often call Easter, right? This holiday that the Jewish people celebrated and that the Christians continued and invested with even more meaning with the Paschal mystery, Pascha, the Paschal mystery, the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, this thing that we celebrate every Sunday. There's no symbol, no idea that's more important to a Christian. And so we gather to celebrate these rituals that invest that meaning in our lives. And that's our work as a church. Ritual is not a spectator sport. Especially in the Episcopal Church, it's something that we do together. And so next week, we'll probably have a ministry fair where you can see some of the ministries, not all, but a few of the ministries of this church, and think about ways that you might be called, invited, just like Moses was invited by God, to participate in what God is doing in this place. Just like in Moses' time, even today, God still has a purpose and an intention in the world. God still has something God is about. Our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, likes to talk about it as the loving, liberating, and life-giving work of God. At St. Thomas, we gather to celebrate ritual, to remind ourselves, to remember, to be reattached to God's goodness active in our lives in the past and in the present and in the future, so that we might stay attached to Jesus Christ, who loves us perfectly and without end. Amen. Amen.